thoughts on dependability and how it affects young people in whether they would want to vote or not?
I'm going to be blunt. I blame old people. I blame old people for the current situation or the electoral decline in the country. How do we, as a country, keep someone in parliament who has been there since Mandela was the president in parliament as a minister? What is it that is new that you are going to give the people of South Africa 28 years later that you did not give them the previous years?
Yeah.
What is it that is new, that is innovative, you know, that you are going to give the country? Did you prepare in the 28 years that when I leave office, I would have had Elebu, who has a master's from the University of Johannesburg and is knowledgeable about international relations, for crying out loud? So there is no trust in young people to carry the country forward. I mean, you find people in parliament, I mean, when COVID had hit us hard as a country, parliament was not able to convene for many reasons. And of course, the health risk that was there. But amongst other reasons, old people could not join Microsoft Teams meetings.
Or Zoom.
That's the reality. You understand? Why are we then keeping these people? We have one document that says a president of the country can only govern for 2 terms. Why can't we have the same for ministers? That if you've served your 2 years as a minister of higher education, then you are done. You know? So I blame old people, and I hold very strong views, even where we are organized as young people, where we get the opportunity to speak in our organizations. I don't miss an opportunity to mention about old people. Notwithstanding the fact that, of course, there are those who do their bit in advancing the interests of young people. But trust me, my brother, when those people sit down and speak like this, they are discussing their retirement packages. They are discussing their retirement village, where they are going to stay.
Yeah.
They are not discussing 4IR as the future. So I blame old people.
And speaking of terms and terms of presidency and putting your blame on the elderly, the national elections are coming up. We all know that in 2024. Do you think, as things are, do we have leaders now who we can look up to and vote into power?
Do they understand political economy themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me hand over to you.
The young men. I'm firing back. Yeah. Okay. I'm firing back, but I'm firing back because abantu bangikhulisile lapho. You understand? The fact of the matter is, lana asingaphathini inyoka efile siphonselane ezandleni. Yes. Umzwakhe Mbuli wathi kumoshakala komuntu, kumoshakala komndeni. Umoshakala komndeni, kumoshakala komphakathi. Umoshakala komphakathi, umoshakala kwesizwe. Ukumoshakala kwesizwe, ukumoshakala komhlaba kuphela.
Yes.
Uya understand. So we are growing up to be abantu abadala right now. Angithi we also had a responsibility yokuthi sihambe siyothatha amapasa. We are all South Africans, we have got passes. Angithi come elections. We democratic, right? We have got more than many ama parties. Anabantwana, for example, I'm not saying good, I'm not an EFF, but I will give an example ngayo. In Intwana, EFF, ezifisa ukuthi iSouth Africa iye phezulu. We have got the whites, nazo zine Intwana and the staff. We have got our ANC, it is ours because the UNEPED. We cannot run away from that. And we have got people, abase itulweni, Lentani libeli ngobi begile la intshonya manje uthwami. Yes. Since siyesasabavotela abantu into power. Yebo, bona manje the thing that they are discussing. Sebe discuss ukuthi hey, bafethe kufuneka ngidlale phansi. So without this I cannot manage to sit down. Let me ngizama ukuthi ngihwayahwaye then ngibe mnandi ngizohlala phansi. Whereas they, the upcoming generation of Chetama Pass this year and last year and 2 years ago, have got the power to change things around. But in that economy, we're not going to vote. So is the blame to the elderly or to us? We understand. We need to put that into perspective. Into yonke singayibeki kube yi blame game, but sibambe iqhaza in order for us to change the country to a better position and a better level. We understand. There are people that are qualified and learned. Ukuthi we are cooler umntwana as a leader right now. Ngobe sephethe multitude of people as a president here as SRC. You are growing to be somebody, or you are even recognized in all the provinces as a president, right? So you need to start showing that by putting input yokuthi abantu ba understand as a person. Ukuthi even tomorrow, uma ususizana something that is productive, we are sitting. Hi, simbone sasethu XRC lo ukuthi ikhona into azanayo. We understand. Then there are others. You mentioned the person omngenele especially sakhe. There are a lot. Bakuphi as in today. They should have been coming forward and giving ama inputs that they were bringing beseseva esgela. Then that shows ukuthi iproductivity ikhona. But uma ezothi eceda isgela, athi ay, I'm looking to something different rather than building a country. Then are we growing a country, or you as well are selfish? You are selfish too. Stand up, bring something on board, a country, a chutuge, a family, because of you. The only person who can change or ease is what? Umandela managed to do it. Ngokuthatha phume ejele athi no guns, no what. Yashiya ilonda kwabanye, kunabanye bekade bemxiba bethu uyabheda, namanje abasathi uyabheda. We are frustrated. Amanzi, abantu abayingamncane, they are not water. They will always, some people will go that side, some will go that side. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, kwamele sihlale to the point. What we need is a productivity with our country. If we can sway away from that, then we're not going to go anywhere.
So accountability from both young people,
yes,
and the elderly.
Both, we need both to work as a team.
Right.
So of course, achieve.
Of course, of course. Of course, the accountability, cannot be one-sided. I agree with you. But the fundamental is that, the space, young people must be given space and an opportunity. It starts there. You have professors in the University of Johannesburg that have been lecturers since the days of RAU, which is Rand Afrikaans University. Are they planning to make space? Are they grooming senior tutors who, so it's as basic as that. You get what I'm saying? This is not a broad. So our wish, or what we need is a space, is an opportunity, and it is a platform to speak to this. Because even Bo Mandela, when they organized themselves in 1944, they organized themselves against an old guard. They organized themselves against people who were sitting in positions of power, who were just handing over to their friends and supposedly their girlfriends, So they pushed them over the cliff, and it's because enough was enough. There was nothing for young people. It was just about them and them only. Yeah.
So when you say, are we ready, he just reminded me of something. I remember, I think I was 21, I read one of the books about Mandela, those easy 100-page book. And in the book, when they describe his radicalness, he was very fierce. At some point, he even fought the executives of ANC. I think that's after he came back from Mkhonto we Sizwe. He was like, yeah, I've been in the army, I know what guerrilla fighting is and all that. The guy really went underground because, when they were looking for him, I think it was preparation for these people. if they don't want to get out, yes, you've taught me policy, I'm a lawyer, you've mentored me, but Walter, come on, you know. That's when they eventually put him for the next elective representatives and so forth. Are we ready as South Africa for 2024 elections? What is the landscape? You know, I am afraid there might be another EFF out of the ruling party. And I know we're not talking about the ruling party. But look at the Zondo Commission as an example. Mm. It has already showed division. I'm watching the news yesterday, and the Secretary General of the ruling party passed away. The former suspended person says, I have secrets I'm going to reveal in the next week. Does that give our president and all of us here confidence? He's not wrong when he says it's a problem of the old people. They are blackmailing each other on TV. Yes. They are threatening each other on TV. I don't blame you. I also blame them.
Yeah.
In fact, how do I justify to people that I'm 10 years older than? Let's come back to my baby brother. How do I justify to him that just have confidence, go vote? You know what he's going to tell me? I just want a young person who even understands what metaverse is.
Yeah.
Because the world of branding, of communication, of mining, of what, the world is speaking fourth industrial revolution. The world is speaking integration, competitiveness. The world is not feeling sorry for South Africa that just wants to see itself dualistic. You know what the world is speaking? The world is actually speaking a language of independence. You keep asking money for loan, Africans. Why are you asking the World Bank for loan? World Trade Organization is looking at you to have your own trademark. In fact, I was very happy at one of these institutions, I won't mention, a private institution that deals specifically with branding. The lecture was telling me that a young South African guy who has these colorful socks, you know, they're very famous, he once gave them to our president. He got an opportunity, he's a UJ graduate in marketing. He started that sock business in campus. People were laughing, but the guy now is big. He's the same South African guy who managed to get his socks, you know those colorful socks, at the Grammys this year.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any feature article to say that this guy is doing well equally like the Batu guy? So election 2024 landscape, the political economy is not being fair to the future generation. Yes, we will. It's not being fair. We will go and vote, but start, you know, talking to the young people that we understand you, you're not only invited to an event. In fact, we're working along with you. Imagine if that guy who owns the socks brand, just socks, which you wear winter, summer, January to December. Imagine if he had a factory in South Africa where we employ people. That, not everybody will go to university. Some people are technical. Where the textile industry with that company itself can grow. Instead of our people we see that are being exploited by other nationalities we know from Asia, and they are working in factories. You saw on Checkpoint, they don't sleep, and they're producing socks. But there's a South African guy who's doing the same.
So what I pick up right now is actually that we actually don't have leaders to vote for into power in the 2024 elections. Because right now, for the most part, we're talking about what it is they should be doing in order to entice young people to vote, what it is they aren't doing. And is it so? Do you think that is so, that we do not actually have? Because I didn't pick up anyone say, look, we do have, or perhaps we could have. But all we're talking about is, this is what current leaders should be doing to entice young people to vote, or this is what they aren't doing instead. Is it so?
Isaac, you can't tell your child, when you drive, you should put on a seatbelt. Don't drink. And then when you're going to drive, there's no seatbelt.
And
champagne popping out, water on the rocks. Like, it's a contradiction. The young people need, all they're asking for, beside opportunity, is relevant. Be relevant.
Yes.
Be in the present. The same applies to home. Mom and dad can say, save electricity. And then they are the ones that say, tonight when we sleep, all the lights will be on. How are we saving electricity? Yes,
everybody. They're on the whole day.
Yes, electric blanket. So relevant. There's a parallel messaging. Whatever you convey, whatever you say with your word can build and destroy. It's time that we speak relevance. It's time that we also, who knows, maybe forgive ourselves, right? This 28 years. Forgive ourselves, and then we just start refreshment. But it means collaboration. I'm telling you. He spoke about an alumni of leadership. You're an alumni from your high school, from your high school, from your high school, and then from university. Are we in touch with those schools?
Mm.
Are we even saying, principal, I am from this school. Can I just have one talk with your grade 12 for 30 minutes? I can come with my laptop and help them to apply. Ourselves also today, we must live here accountable.
Yes.
And with a mindset of change.
Mm. What I'm picking up, which is weird, but we're going to move on because of time constraints. We do not have leaders young people can look up to and say, we're voting for this person in the 2024 elections. We do not have, and that's the truth I want us all to agree on.
As a country, we are just all over the place. And we can see that we are, the division within our ruling party, it shows that we are all over the place. There's no unity. So how do I unify myself? Because what I'm seeing as a young person now is that the leader that I'm supposed to be looking up to, because I am supposed to be looking up to that person because they hold that particular office, is only after probably their own personal gains. So why don't I just wake up and work for my own personal gains? I possibly don't want to be a president one day.
Yeah, and I want to have my farm.
Exactly, but I want to own a farm. So what will I do? I'll wake up and go and work for myself and my family. I don't even need to vote because it's not going to take me anyway. So, and we are seeing a lot of that. So do we have, I personally think, yeah, the question is still a number.
Right.
Well, I think personally, I do see people that they are leaders and they're capable, you know. But it goes back to my sentiments of saying the old guard.
Mm.
You know, there's ministers whom have served and not even a single day I've heard the corruption scandal about them or in their office. Unfortunately, we still have those people. But because I feel they've overstayed their welcome, you know, that maybe becomes the reason why I would not say I do have a leader that I'm going to vote for in 2024. I mean, it's the little things that matter to me, you know, or to some people. I mean, the late, is it Jackson Mthembu?
Mm.
He was staying in a township with the people
while
he was a prime minister of South Africa.
In the presidency.
He could afford to stay in your waterfall city of this country. He could afford to stay in your Eye of Africa. He could afford to stay anywhere. But he chose to stay with the people who put him into positions of power. And it's the little things. So that's what I think the people of South Africa are yearning for more than anything.
And then, before you go, my brother, and then, like you bring it, it does make sense, and it's so powerful. Uguti, you take yourself to the people for the people to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we are a panel. Sihleli, we are six. And then I take myself, Mhlale Empumelelo, na my students, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Nina, Nyohlala goma uptown, Nisgwa. Masise meeting ini, you always remind me of Uguti. We are seeing mfethu ngendlela okumele ubutop ngayo mara impumelelo out of everything. That alone nayo ezinye zezinto, the people that are on top, there are a lot of people that can lead South Africa in the ANC. I'm talking about the ruling party, not that I'm being in the ANC. There are a lot of people that can rule in South Africa, but the point is, who is going to take them abafake laphezulu, because they are subordinates to other people. Ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi uze aphefike lana, kufuneka aqala aphendule kubani ozolibele emphushela phansi ukuthi ungalethi ikhanda lakho ubonakale. Please go down. Then that's how we are not going to progress. And uma sivota, not everybody voted for ANC. Ingabe imajority. We are voting these people so that they can be in parliament, bebe ngama mouthpiece wethu. Are they doing it now? Naye ma umuntu eseqale ngathi uphakamisa izwi bamthatha bamdonsela eceleni hayi bheka la ungazobhaya izantwana nalitshotsho uzoba mnandi. Ma iceda lapho, you know what happens? Then useqala ulalisa umhlenga, ulalisa ikhanda. Sebemfakile ey'ntweni bamnikeza i-tender in the staff. He forgets about ukuthi why did we bring him there? Is he serving anymore? Usethola, not serving.
I hear some gruntles from the audience, and I know they have plenty of questions. Before I get to them, the late Kofi Annan, whom I assume we all know, is a former Secretary General of the United Nations, and he can be also quoted saying, good, healthy, democratic societies are built on three pillars. There's peace and stability, economic development and respect for rule of law, and human rights. But often, we take stability, peace in terms of security and economic activity to mean a country is doing well, right?
Yeah.
We forget the third and important pillar of rule of law and respect for human rights, because no country can long remain prosperous without that third pillar. We have rules and guidelines, you know, that guide our lives, how we use those our rights as individuals as well. What is a leader that cannot lead within the guidelines of rules?
Okay. Law is everything. Law governs, whether you are from different color, culture, and creed, whether you're in a church, whether you're in a hospital, whether you're in an organization. The rule of law, even the constitution, you get a constitution everywhere. Constitution of a country, of a university, of an organization. And I believe the fathers as the head of the house, some of them, they have that constitution. And the mothers as the head of the house equally has. So it goes back to what I was telling you about Mandela also. Ethical foundation is part of rule of law. If we are struggling from good governance as Africans, let's leave the Europeans and the Americans. They'll solve themselves out. If we cannot get our law in order, I mean a law that is not biased, a law that is transparent, a law that is just pure, a law that is informative, educative, then there is a problem. And, you know, it is so funny. When you look at rule of law, let's make an example, the Constitution of South Africa. The world is celebrating our Constitution because they find it very lenient, but also accommodative. In other countries, they are clear. If you do this, you go to jail, and that's it. You know, in South Africa, you can negotiate. You can do this. Play around with it. That's why people are celebrating it. Some that are celebrating it because I call them unfriendly friend, because it's accommodative. They know they can leave their country, whether it's Europe, Asia, or wherever, come here, play with the law, cybercrime, for example. There are so many gaps. I can make an example. Let's go to cybercrime. So many gaps. When you check the people that are doing cybercrime, some of them, most of them are from Europe. And you know what? The law is accommodate. We need to fix that. So Kofi Annan was right. Human rights. All of us equally here as leaders, as everyday leaders. Don't get us wrong. We are also saying that it's your human right to go vote, but vote for the right leader. Vote for the right vision. You know, whether you belong to a certain constituency, understand also, so that you don't blame yourself afterwards, because we know that can give you depression, isn't it? But human rights issues in South Africa. Let's take it, for example, with children. How many people know Children's Act in South Africa? How many people knew yesterday that when you go to a hospital on Mandela Day, don't take pictures to protect the right of that child or that patient? Because you don't know if their child is in hospital far from a perpetrator. Mm-hmm. Is that fashionable with influencers? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. How many people know that when you get to a workplace, let's just... plain. When you get to a workplace or a university, anything that brings the brand into disrepute, it's your own problem. That goes to what? Rule of law and your human right. Mm-hmm. Not when you're in trouble, you say, I'm going to CCMA. I'm going to SRC president, disciplinary, come help me. The same president will say, okay, the judiciary of the university actually says that clause number 1, 2, and 3 is plagiarism. You are wrong. You can't do 1, 2, 3. So these things are not fashionable anymore in South Africa. Yes. When load shedding started at home, I don't know, those that are my generation, my husband don't know the song because it's from another country, but I've been singing the song, South Africa, we love you, our beautiful land. Let's show the whole world we can bring peace in our land. He says to me, why are you singing that song? I say, I'm praying for load shedding. Because I don't think when we were singing that song in 96, I remember, I was 10 years. This song, we were taught, South Africa, it was a song of peace and reconciliation. Mm-hmm. The same song when I got into a school of white kids as a black child, I was singing it. And they got it. We all sang it together. But why is that song of unity that no offense to Amapiano, that the young kids know? A song just about our country. That we just love you, we just love you. It's not even a song about Mandela. It's not about any president. It just says, South Africa, we love you. Let's show the whole world we can bring peace in our land.
Hmm. Interesting. What are your thoughts?
I don't know if you guys know this song.
Do you think there is a leader, or what is a leader that cannot rule within the guidelines of laws and strictly rules?
In one way, the leader is catastrophic, because at the end of the day, when a damage ends like that, he has in. What we should have these days, he has in. So,